Oh, God damn you.
Where's my fart board?
Okay. All right. Yeah, you don't get it yet.
Demand farts. Oh, yeah.
This episode of the Let's Get Shitty Show is brought to you by Budzee.io. Budzee is a cannabis tech company providing personalized one-touch delivery service. A customer downloads their app from their website and inputs their weed preferences. When they're ready to order, they simply press a... press a button in the app. Their goal is to have the product delivered within 40 minutes. After consumption of the weed, the customer gets some Cheetos. Hopefully not our president.
What the... What?
Yeah. The customer leaves feedback on the app and they... Intelligently, yes it is. Fuck you. Learns what they like. So the next time they order their weed, they just press the order weed button, which is so perfect for a pothead. They don't even have to think. So visit them at www.budzee.io and check it out. It's kind of like if Grubhub met Netflix for strains. Budzee.io. I can't actually review their service, though, because I've never partaken of their service. But
it's not legal yet. I mean, well, it's not.
Yeah, they're going to be
legal, but
it's legal. So I think what they're doing, which is actually very intelligent, is they're trying to get out ahead of it being legal in California in January 1st, 2018. It's legal for recreational. And then they're just going to be a weed delivery service. So Budzee.io.
Let's get shitty.
Hello and welcome to a special holiday episode of the Let's Get Shitty Show. I'm your host, Eddie the Axe Jefferson, and joining me this week, we have a very, very special guest. Alyssa, how are you doing today?
I'm good. What about the other special guest?
Oh, and it would not be a Christmas episode if we didn't have a resident Jew, Diamondback Manhunter. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. So,
resident Jew?
Well, he's Jewish, and he's exploiting the holiday.
I'm exploiting the holidays, that's right.
Yeah, by the way, your last name, your maiden name?
What?
Alyssa?
Yeah?
It ends in a DT, so... I think let's calm down on looking for Jews.
What are you saying? Yeah. You're the one that pointed it out.
So Diamondback, thanks for joining us, man.
Good to be here.
Yeah, Diamondback Manhunter is a Sacramento-based, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Musician who does pretty much all of the music of the show.
Mm-hmm. I dug that last one with the fart at the end. That's exactly what I needed.
Perfect.
Completely. Yeah, yeah. He wanted a... wanted a dubstep thing that time, so yeah. That was it's a lot of fun to make.
Basically, the notes that I gave you were 420 Major League Gaming no scope dubstep
with air horn.
No, I didn't say air horn, did
no,
I?
No, you just threw it in.
No.
I took that upon myself.
Okay, but I mean, that's the air horn's fun. But Diamondback, what's your favorite instrument in that particular track?
Well, I mean, making the bass is, you know, the drop bass is kind of the most fun part for me, just because I get to design all these different weird sounds and kind of cut them up and put them together in weird ways. So, you know, it's all done with synthesizers, right? Even the air horns and everything else, those are samples, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Do you take any samples yourself? Like the air horn, I don't know that you did, but like, did you fart into a mic to get your farts?
No, I think I just got that right off YouTube.
Nice.
Very good.
I'm too self-conscious to do something like that.
We've had Eddie just rip a burp into the mic. Thought he was going to barf on it.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes you got to burp, man. What's going on? Ain't no problem with that.
I don't know. It's good for radio, I guess.
Bodily functions. That's one of the points of this show. We've had to change web hosts recently because Amazon got mad at me for hosting on their storage site. So it's for storing things. It's not for hosting it. And when you've got like 1.5 gigs of downloads going on every day, I guess that
wasn't Jeff Bezos just just announced as like the richest person in the world.
Yeah, Amazon is fighting with Google and Apple to see who gets to 1 trillion first.
I thought he was going
to
call out one of them as like the next Harvey Weinstein. That was somebody on Amazon, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of the movie people.
Yeah.
See, it's always got to be Hollywood. It's always the people that are in the Hollywood industry that are diddling people and sexually harassing.
Yeah, it's only there.
Literally only there. The difference is politicians have enough power to get away with it. So, Diamondback, Hanukkah, what's that? What's up with that?
So, Hanukkah's like not exactly, it's a celebration. It's not a holiday, but it is based off of, like, there is a story behind it and everything, but it's not, you know, like the main holidays in Judaism are Yom Kippur, or Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, which is the High Holy Days, and then, you know, Passover, Pesach, you know, which might not be a holiday, but yeah, Hanukkah is just like, I don't know, I guess they decided to have it because we wanted presents, so we had to have a reason to give each other presents.
But do you get decent presents, or is it like kind of shitty?
I remember when I was a kid, my mom would get me like every night it would be like a video game or a book. Or yeah, just was the same as Christian kids, just better.
Huh.
Nice.
Just like, yeah, spanned out over days.
See, I always would fear that if it was spanned out over days, it'd be like me. My birthday is December 9th, and then we have Christmas in December, obviously. Uh-huh. So my parents, their gambit was always like, hey, Eddie, what if we combine your birthday present and your Christmas present into one? And then at first I was like, yeah, that's okay. But then eventually I'm like, cool, let's start talking about like MSRP and how that is reflected per birthday, because I see what's going on with my family and everybody else when they're getting their gifts. Let's add that to my Christmas value. But it didn't really work that way. So no, that's dope as shit, man.
Every year I get mad. I'm like mad at your mom all over again because I have to shop. I have to start birthday shopping a month early. And then I got to go through all the stress of average Christmas shopping.
And then the problem is I always just buy whatever I want anyway.
Right. You're impossible to shop for because you have everything.
Yeah. Well, you got me a really good stylophone, right?
Yeah, it's mine now, I guess. You don't touch the thing. I was always told in school when we were learning about like Hanukkah that the presents were like garbage. Like this day you get socks and that's for everyone. Like we were lied to.
Yeah.
No, Hanukkah is awesome. But once again, you know, it's not like it's not a holiday. So basically we can do whatever we want. We don't have to observe
anything.
That's
so good. I mean, we don't do shit here. I mean, what
we're
are
looking for a Baphomet Christmas tree topper. Like, we're not religious.
Well, we've already got the satanic temple ornament on there. And our daughter, who's 6, asked us what it means. She's like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, it's an ornament. She's like, oh, well, what's it from? And so the only thing I can say
why does she care about that? She's got a green ornament with a zebra on it.
No shit. Fucking dude, you've got a tablet and you're 6. Like, go away. So, no, I'm just like, I don't know. The best thing I could come up with is it's an organization of people who think everybody's the same. Like, it's just, oh, yeah, it's people that think everybody's the same and they're all cool. And that's it. And she's like, yeah, I'm down. Doesn't take much.
I also have a guitar ornament and one that's like a cat that looks like a mailbox.
Oh, yeah, we do. And we have all of the different video game console controller ornaments. So you've got like the Genesis, the NES.
It's shit that we worship, like green zebras.
Yeah. So yeah, there's nothing to do with Christianity here. You're good.
I kind of assumed. I listen to your guys' podcasts, so I mean, my first impression was that both of you are very, very, religious.
Is it the butthole segment?
Yeah.
Is that
probably
what does
that
it
part?
It's you're right.
It was probably
the segment,
episode titled "The Circumcision Rape Defense" that helped you to get there.
That's still a tough one.
So I'm really glad that Budzee.io is sponsoring us, because now I have got to pay for hosting, and their ad actually pays for almost a year worth of hosting. So thank you, guys.
I have to assume that it's from a listener, because
it's gotta be.
We sound stoned all the time. I used to be.
Well, yeah, I can't smoke weed, though, because of my job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't smoke weed because of my
same here.
Head.
I used to do it every damn day, and then one day I just broke, and I couldn't.
I just get really paranoid, and the kind of thing where you like get trapped in a mirror because you're just being self-critical for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So I hate that. It has the same kind of effect as like acid does on me. So it makes me dissociate.
I mean,
so.
Apart from the frightening parts.
The, I don't know, man. The dissociation of acid for me is so exactly my jam. Like realizing how inconsequential and how little I matter in the entire like spectrum of the universe. It just, it's so such a release of like, I have no responsibilities on my shoulders.
That's weird, too, because you're so up your own butt otherwise.
Oh, okay, let's go on.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to go on with that. You are.
No, go. Continue, please.
You're a narcissist. Like, we know this.
Okay, fuck you.
But then, like, that's what scares the shit out of me if I get too high or whatever. Like, that I'm not real or I'm not important. That freaks me right the fuck out. I can't handle.
I literally dropped acid, laid down, and started envisioning just the outline of myself in a silhouette, like line artwork, for whatever reason, just because I guess I felt the blankets moving up and down on me and was like rationalizing how they became an even level plane. Jesus. And then I thought everything in the universe is completely composed of an outline. And then now we're all outlines. And we're all bubbles in the universe, and every bubble is going to pop and then just join into the larger mass that eventually everything will become.
Are you like one trip away from figuring out coding?
No. Coding people are insane.
Wow.
Like, no, it wow, feels deep at the moment, but then I guarantee you every person listening to this just is like, what the fuck are you talking about, you insane person?
We did acid together. That was what we did.
Yeah, we did acid
that
together.
That one time. Yeah, I kept going back and forth, like thinking, oh my God, this feels amazing. And then, oh shit, I'm going to barf everywhere. This is the worst. I'm terrified. I'm going to die. Can we call the police? What's happening? But then we watched Fear and Loathing, which one would think would be the worst movie to watch like that.
For her first trip, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was great. Like it is. I had like the exploded, like, what's that term? The exploded view. Like when you're looking at like a watch diagram.
Yeah. The articulated.
Yeah. Like we were watching the movie and I could suddenly see like the script. I could see the lighting. I could see the set pieces. Everything exploded and it all made sense in a way that it's never made sense before.
So here's the problem with a screenwriter. With a screenwriter, the entire universe is expanded and you see all the threads that make it work, it's a screenplay.
Yeah.
With me, it's the entire universe and the fundamental nature of life.
I think about his movies and screenplays.
And I'm not a narcissist.
Well, you can have like narcissistic defenses without being a narcissist.
Yeah. Speaking of me always being right. So there was a coworker that went off on vacation. A lot of people are going on vacation right now because this is the holidays. And she was talking about getting an Airbnb. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go visit my family out in wherever. I'm going to get an Airbnb for a week. It's a beautiful house. It's completely empty. It's not like I'm renting a room. She talked like this because we're in California. And yeah, it's so cool. I'm paying $150 a night. And I knew a little bit about Airbnb because I'm an old person.
She's not Asian, is she? I hear they don't like Asians.
Wow.
I hear they don't like a lot of people.
Haven't you heard about all the racist Airbnb?
No, I haven't. She's a little white girl, so she's fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most privileged class in our society.
Not being a woman. Because a man would be better.
Well, let's say a little white boy and a little white girl go missing. Who's getting on the news?
The white one.
Nah, yeah. But So no, she's talking about this. And I guess what an Airbnb is for all the people who are listening to this podcast is they rent their house or their room out on like Craigslist type app.
I swear everybody knows. Okay, yeah, go on.
Okay, so I said, yeah, there's probably people that just own houses that are setting up cameras in their bedrooms and their bathrooms. And they're taking pictures of you and they're videotaping it.
I still worry that there's cameras in this house that we've rented for like a year.
So she's like, no, that's not going to happen. And like three other girls swarm over to tell me like, no, they never do that.
Oh, right? Okay, yeah.
Literally a week later, there's a news report. All these Airbnbs are getting busted because people are setting up cameras in their bathrooms and bedrooms.
Gross. That's fucked up.
Oh, just another strike against Airbnb.
Yeah, one more.
Yeah. So I
racism wasn't enough.
I get the news article, and she's away on vacation right now in her Airbnb.
So you email it to her or something?
Yep.
Oh, you dick.
I emailed it to her. And then so I came in on the Monday that it was announced, and I'm like, ah, hey, everybody. Hey, remember when I was talking about Airbnb and the way maybe there's cameras set up?
You're well, check out this news article.
Yeah, I'm a narcissist. Yep. You figured it out, and you married me. Good job.
Yeah, okay. Go on. What?
Go on, what?
Is that the end of your story that you were right? Fuck, you are a narcissist. Yeah.
That's the end of my story. I'm always right.
That reminds me of that asshole I was fighting with on Twitter.
Ooh.
Oh, I think I saw that.
That's not a...
Was that the gun nut?
Oh, God, no. Eddie got in on that. That was a treat.
I started like reading it, and I was like, and then I noped out of it. Like, you know, I got like a bit down, and I was like, oh, I don't want to interact with, like, I would come in and like interact or something, but I was just like, absolutely not. No, these people are insane. So
it was fine until he started calling me sweetie and honey, and then I got a little frustrated. I hate that. It's so dismissive.
Yeah, dudes, don't do that. Seriously, just if you've got a better point than a woman, don't do that, because then they can very easily say, well, you're dismissing me, so all your other points are invalid.
I started calling him all kinds of names, called Peach Fuzz, Sport,
Champ,
Dumplin,
Junior.
Yeah, anything diminutive that I could find.
That's ridiculous. Like,
he didn't fuck off until I said maybe he's lying about being a fight. Because that he dropped that, like, how can you argue with me? Look at me. And he dropped a photo of himself with a badge. He's a firefighter, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And it was an old photo. But hiding behind it like that, dropping it when you're losing a conversation to be like, I have the authority now.
See, that's why I just fucking insult cowardly. These people. The problem is that, like, logic's not going to work on this dude. You've just got to make him feel like he pissed his pants at a Denny's.
Yeah.
Right? And you notice it and you're like, dude, why'd you piss your pants? That's what you have to do.
I think I got as far as when he said he was on Piers Morgan.
Oh, my God,
like
yeah.
Like, and I was like, yeah.
We tracked him down on that. We found a still of him talking to Morgan. He told us that he destroyed Morgan on live TV 6 times. He used the word destroy. Like, for one, who gives a shit? Yeah, Piers Morgan is a monster, too. But, two, like, that's obviously bullshit. You go to every article that brings this guy up, and it says that, like, he laughed about the Vegas shooting. He laughed about it, like throwing his head back.
Yeah, that's fucking psychotic. Like
yeah. Well. People were massacred. But yeah, we got a still shot of him, and he's like a toad man. There's no way he's an active firefighter.
Me, the person that doesn't like Star Wars, I came up with you look like Jabba the Hutt fucked Salacious Crumb, and they had a kid.
So yeah, it was fun to gang up on him, but I found a Trumper,
uh-huh.
And there was this thread that I was going down, and you know, there was one of those like propagandist accounts. They're not really bots, okay. But they're run by Russian people that steal a photo, and like they only post at certain hours. You can tell they're Russian.
Yeah,
they don't speak English properly. Like, they're pushing Trump's agenda in a very strange way.
These damn foreigners.
The whole account is just about Trump.
Yeah.
Except it's like the sexy blonde woman in a low cut dress. So I reverse image searched her and found that she'd stolen the image from a Russian website. Like, this was a Russian fashion person. And well, before that, like, this guy, everyone's saying, don't talk to this person. It's a bot. It's a bot. And this guy, another Trumper, came in and was like, this is obviously not a bot. You guys are, you crazy libs. You're always screaming bot. And then I posted the proof that it was not a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, of course, it's a real person. And his bio, I'm saying all of this backwards. His bio, he said he's only been wrong once in his life. So I told him he needed to switch it because he's wrong again. So fix your bio. And he got so mad.
Oh, yeah. He didn't like that?
No. And if he's willing to lie about being right in his bio, what else is he lying about? Maybe he is Russian.
Could
maybe
be.
He's a fake American, too. What can you trust?
You're braver and more patient than I am.
Absolutely.
It feels so good to out those people.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they never like concede anything. So
I know it hurts. I mean, I go through so much effort and like I want to see them like struggle, but nothing happened. Like, the best thing that happened from when I outed a guy is he just deleted his stuff. He didn't even talk to me. He just deleted everything.
Deleted his account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I got rid of one, but still like I wanted the bug to squirm some more. Like I just needed something.
This is funny because I literally called him a weird bug that eats dust.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
And then he's like, that's not even a good slam. I'm like, what?
This is the guy that called me honey like 7 times. Like, yeah. He couldn't think of anything better than honey.
I don't know. The dude was hilarious. This is what I'm telling you. Just use it for your amusement. The minute that it's no longer funny for you to fuck with him, then just dip.
Yeah.
That's it. Just as long as you're having fun, then it's cool.
I need to get better at that. But they know that if they like call me something sexist or say something like, oh, you're bowing back to a guy now, good on you. Like, I cannot abide.
Wow.
So I guess they win in that sense.
I literally told the dude I'd keep insulting him, but it might be considered a hate crime eventually.
Yeah. Suggesting that he was retarded.
Right, yeah. And then I said, I know that that beating you up is like, playing chess against a retarded person, but it's like potato chips. I can't stop.
I don't remember how we came down this Twitter road, but...
But it's not like playing chess against a retarded person. It's like playing chess against a brick wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's playing handball. It's fun for a minute. It's masturbatory entirely for me.
Well, that's good.
Because I'm a narcissist.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's get off of me. Diamond Becky, you got an album coming out, right?
I do. Neon Alchemist. Yeah.
Neon Alchemist in some dope ass tracks that you've been linking to me and then telling me, no, not that one. And then linking me to the next version of it.
Oh, that's because like, I'll post them and I get really excited. Like immediately after I bounce out a master out of my audio workstation. And then I'll upload it and then I'll like be listening back and like linking it to people and stuff like that. And I'll be like, oh shit, I fucked up. There's a delay that absolutely nobody but myself would notice, you know, like I screwed up one tiny thing. And so now I need to go and delete everything and start from scratch.
Oh man. I'm
just kidding. You know, I take that whatever I try and fix what I did. So
I do that shit.
Yeah. I've released entire albums.
Yeah. And you had to go back and correct them.
Yeah, I've released. Yeah, like I would be listening to it on Spotify, and I found there was an error in something. Like two of the songs overlapped, so I didn't like separate them out when I was cutting each track off of the master. So so I took it off of Spotify and I fixed it and re-uploaded everything, which was it was a pain in the ass, but. You know, I think I've gotten better at that because now it's just like if I do that, it's from my like private clip account where I share, you know, my audio with other producers and stuff like that. It's not like necessarily public, I guess.
I was going to equate it to like whenever I send a screenplay to somebody, like an important somebody, I will often go back and read it with them in my mind. Like, I think I'm reading it with them. And then I find shit that I fucked up. And then, but at that point, like, it's too fucking late. I can't go back. I can't fix it. And then you just spin out in your own torment.
Exactly.
I can totally relate to that.
The thing with that is, like, the only thing I could equate it to is drawing. Because that's the only thing I've ever tried to do artistically. I'm not an artistic person. So, I just remember, like, I had a picture of something in my head. And I would try to draw it. And it wouldn't look like what was in my head. But then it's the thing is, like, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, like, okay, well, here's what's in my head. But the problem is that anybody else who looks at the drawing, anybody else who listens to your song or reads your screenplay, they have no clue what's in your head, like whatsoever.
Some errors are very obviously errors, though.
That's cool, but they aren't going to notice that because they're not in your head.
No.
It's never going to be what it is in your head for every person who looks at it.
It's different to visual pieces, I swear.
Yeah?
But like text, you can see I fucked up grammar, I fucked up spelling here. With music, I'm sure you can kind of catch a note that is just off or something that is overlapping. You get that. And
the thing I sent you the other day, essentially, it had a guitar lead. And so I had the guitar panned to the right channel. And I had a delay, which is basically an echo that was panned to the left channel. So it gives it this sense of space. But listening back on headphones, I heard the
the delay was like way too high and it was distracting from hearing the guitar itself. So you're hearing like mostly the delay and not the guitar. So I just had to, you know, lower the volume of that.
Yeah, no.
But I didn't notice until
I don't judge that.
Like, visually, I get what you're saying. Like in a drawing, nobody knows that that three-fingered hand is not what you were going for. But in other situations, it's very obvious.
I mean, to be fair, though, I gave up because what I was drawing were like torture murder scenes in third grade.
Yeah, and your teacher freaked out at you.
Why were you? Why was that what you were drawing when you were in third grade?
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, let's. Yeah. Fuck you. So I'm into horror, like, big time. I used to read horror.
You grew up with, like, a shit ton of kids in your house that maybe shouldn't have been there.
Maybe I wanted to torture and kill them all.
That's not what I'm saying. Okay. I think that maybe you had a little less attention because you were sort of an independent older kid.
That could be true.
And then just, like, instead of finding porn, you found horror. I don't know. Or that was your porn because that's, I mean, it's always in there.
To be fair, I have beat off to Leatherface.
I want a divorce.
Dude, there's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, so you could like there's girls in that, right? So yeah. But you did it to Leatherface though.
Well, no, we didn't.
I mean, that's the joke.
Are you joking that it looked like a vagina? His face?
No. he said he beat off to Leatherface, so I'm saying like, dude, are you talking about just Texas Chainsaw Massacre because there's, you know, teenage girls in it, or are you talking about like you beat off to the serial killer Leatherface?
No, to neither, actually. This
you didn't
is
have
good
a bedroom
line. No, I didn't have a bedroom. So, I slept on a couch.
So that's probably part of it too. You couldn't beat off for forever.
Well, yeah, it would have had to been like fucking Solid Snake.
Metal. You could do it in a box.
Yeah, I'm hanging out in a box. I let a dog pee on me too,
soggy
so that
box.
The dogs wouldn't bark at me if I rattled the box much or something. Yeah.
In the middle of your living room, like no one would notice, just a box that wasn't there before. It's just kind of shaking a little bit.
Overturned box with cigarettes coming out of it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you poor boy.
Poor boy. So anyhow, I just loved horror movies. So I was like, cool. And then I read horror stories and books and Tales from the Crypt. Comic books, and so I would just try to draw pictures of stuff, and other students were like, yeah, this is neat, and I was like, cool, I'm finally being encouraged for once for something that I'm being creative about. And then it's like, nah, you better stop that, we're having a little parent-teacher conference about this.
The teacher's asking if any cats are going missing around your house, or
has he been wetting the bed, starting fires, things like that.
Oh, and
things
killing
of that
animals,
nature,
right?
Well, I mean, you're releasing them from, you know, their eternal torment on this planet.
It's fucking dark, dude.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it's not like they're being treated the same way that human beings are. So why? It's horrible for them. So you might as well kill them all.
This reminds me of, like, the one time that I was really severely shamed by, like, a very religious Christian person. I later found out he collected cat skulls.
What?
Like, where did he get them?
What fucking religious person was this?
Some crazy, like, Catholic kid from high school.
Yeah.
But how does the religious thing, though, like, circumvent the whole, like, glass houses kind of thing?
Yeah.
Right? Because if he's shaming you, but he collects cat skulls.
I think he was
like,
pretending it was a science thing, but like, how do you get that many cat skulls?
It's like, well, I mean, if you're Jesus, I guess you can do whatever you want.
His whole thing was that he was upset. Like, I don't know how he found out that I had a Ouija board, but he was upset that I had it. He told me the devil was going to get me through it.
Whoa.
Yeah. And this is like we were like 15, 16, and he was telling me that I was going to open a door to demons and get the devil in me. And he's got cat skulls throughout his bedroom.
It would take me to get the devil in you.
Yeah, there's something with weirdos and cats, though. Cat parts.
Yeah. So Diamondback, religion and cat parts. What's going on with you? Well, how was your religious? This is a fun topic for almost strangers.
What was it? How was my religious upbringing?
Yeah.
I didn't really. I had a bar mitzvah. And
that's good move,
I think that was the last time I was in a synagogue in a temple.
So,
did you have a cool themed bar mitzvah, or was it just like generic?
Yeah, yeah, it was a scuba diving bar mitzvah because I used to.
Nice. Yeah. Did your parents steal the bar mitzvah money, or is that just a myth?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I remember they kept it, but I was I was able to I got a stereo.
Nice.
I really wanted that. So
you were into music for ever. That was just your jam.
Yeah.
God damn. What got you into the whole music? What was your first CD? Here's a question.
I bought two at the same time, and it was Nirvana, Nevermind, and Classic Queen, which is a greatest hits. It's the first part of their greatest hits album. The other is actually Queen greatest hits. So there's Classic Queen and then Queen greatest hits.
I am so 50% behind you.
He's not into Nirvana.
Yeah, I grew up in the Seattle area. So everything was too much. Nirvana and Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
And dude,
wasn't that just a coast thing, a West Coast thing?
Yeah, Seattle, literally Seattle.
But I swear I heard that shit on the radio also.
Yeah, but you also heard Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's
right?
True. A lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I can't Nirvana.
What was your first CD?
My first CD was Megadeth.
Ooh, aren't you cool?
Rest in peace.
I can't. Yeah. I can't stand Dave Mustaine though. He just pisses me off.
Yeah, just as a human being, or
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I heard he's an asshole.
He's not a good person.
I mean, from everything I've seen, I don't know. He might be really nice in real life. So,
I heard Danzig's a dick too, but I still listen to his shit.
Yeah,
a tiny dick.
Well, he was on Aqua Teen Hunger Force. So,
yeah, he's Danzig? At least self-aware. Danzig, yeah, he played himself.
Oh, okay.
He bought their house when it was bleeding. By the way, love Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Alyssa, what was your first CD?
I can't remember what my first CD was. I know what my first record was.
Hipster. What's your first vinyl?
Well, yeah, I bought it thinking it was a CD, if that helps. I got it on eBay.
Okay.
I ordered it on eBay. Cool. I thought down. It was a CD.
Because it said album.
Eddie, what was your first Laserdisc?
The first Laserdisc. Let me think. I think that was Con Air. No, anyhow.
Yeah. I got the Labyrinth soundtrack.
Okay, so Bowie.
Yeah.
That's a good one to get, I guess.
That explains a lot.
I was really into musicals. I still am pretty into musicals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Bowie has always been great.
Yeah, and he was in the Tightest Tights for that musical.
Yeah, they have the his outfit on display, and it's on a mannequin type thing, but the mannequin just does not fill it out properly. It's really sad.
Oh, poor mannequin.
I saw Labyrinth for the first time. Eloise, my partner, made me maybe watch it about a year ago, and I hadn't seen it before. I kind of couldn't believe that it was a kid's movie.
Yeah, it's pretty sexy.
Just because of the bulge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you meet Hoggle the first time, he's pissing in a creek thing.
Yeah.
Like a pool.
Yeah.
There's just a troll man pissing.
Then there was her falling down the pit with all the hands. Yeah. That wasn't consent.
He chose down.
Oh, I'm going to use that line on you.
Shut up.
We go to bed. You chose down.
I do not consent.
That's fine. You don't have to. We're married, so that implies consent,
that stuff was
right?
Really, no, it doesn't. It was really sexy between Connolly and Jareth.
Yeah.
I don't know why I used the character name for one and not for the other.
Wow, yeah. That
was weird.
That's saying something about you.
Remember they had that whole ballroom dance and they were staring longingly into each other's eyes?
Man, she's supposed to be 15 or 16 in that, right? So.
Yeah, she's a little whiny bitch in the beginning of it.
It's not like Bowie is a...
Oh, she was terrible throughout the entire thing. She pissed me off so goddamn much.
Yeah.
Lancelot. Nah, I could repeat that whole fucking movie at this point. Yeah.
I could probably do Fight Club.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
There's no Bowie in that, though.
No, but Pixies, one would say it's probably more homoerotic than Labyrinth.
I don't know.
I mean...
Polonic, he's gay. Maybe it's gayer in the book. But the movie I didn't think was mega gay.
Yeah, Polonic has one of my favorite stories, though, about being gay, which is...
Yeah, did you hear his out story is coming out?
No, I haven't read that, but I like Guts. That's my favorite Polonic story.
Guts was really good. Did you ever read Lullaby?
Yes, but I did it like a long time ago.
Is that the one? No. I'm thinking of Diary. Yeah. I didn't read Lullaby. I have it on my shelf, but I haven't read it.
You should check out Lullaby. It's really good. So Polonik's story of when he outed himself, he's from the Portland area, and he did a big interview with the newspaper up there where he's talking about, you know, writing Fight Club and this whole thing, because that's the one thing that he was a big hit for. Clearly. And he kind of like casually in the conversation mentioned his boyfriend, now husband. Never before had he mentioned that he was a gay person. Mm-hmm. Then the person he was interviewing with from the newspaper left, and he was like, oh shit, this person's gonna like drop a dime on me about being gay. But the guys told him before he left, okay, well, the newspaper's not gonna, this interview is not gonna be on the paper for like a week and a half. So Chuck Palahniuk writes a letter to the editor of the newspaper, which of course is going to get published because he's a big fucking name, about like, you know, this journalist is going to out me and this is so not cool to do, you know, and it's like unethical. And you know what? I'm a gay dude and it's fine. And if you all have a problem with this, then this is terrible. And yeah, you're all bad people. I'm going to beat them to the scoop. And then so that person's article comes out. They didn't even mention it. And he's like, oh, shit. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm an asshole. And he did write another article for the paper saying like, yeah, I'm an asshole. Like, I'm sorry. It's just so dope. Like, you're in Portland. No one's going to care, you know?
When was that, though?
It was a while ago. That's true. Yeah. So maybe. I don't know.
Maybe at that point he thought it would hurt sales.
That's true. Yeah.
No, that's a good point, because it's one of those movies, though, Fight Club, like 300, that's just a bunch of shirtless, really buff, oiled up, hairless dudes.
300 is so much more gay than Fight Club. They painted on abs on everybody.
I knew a dude that you knew who had a lot of muscle and fitness magazines in their home.
Uh-huh.
And he was always single and very, very straight, though. Don't let you ever like consider otherwise. Big fan of 300.
My, what's he gonna do? Like beat you up?
Yeah.
Oh, he would.
Big fan of 300.
This is code talk. This guy, he is so closeted. It's sad.
It is sad. Like, dude.
Anyway.
Anyway, let's all talk about our favorite Christmas stories.
I know you got a good one to share.
I do have a good one to share. But how about if we take a break? Everybody can think about theirs and I can get more booze. Because my skull bourbon and Coke is empty. We have cool skull glasses that are left over from Halloween.
Yeah, but they're never going in the Halloween box.
When I return, we'll do that. Maybe we can, if we have another sponsor before then, we'll put it in here.
That's dumb.
But you know what we'll do? We'll put a song.
Yeah.
Diamondback. Well, what song? Christmas song. We'll put that in right here.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm excited about it.
No, absolutely. Like I said, your shit is the dope. Like, I give you a note. Like I said, hey, let's get Shitty Show the original theme. I just want like a shitty three chord punk track.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
No.
That's okay. You know how we can't ever end the show because I'm like, we're done. And then it keeps going. That's one of the things I love on Twitter, speaking of this whole thing, is when people are like, well, you guys just have like a shit show.
Oh, yeah, when they're trying to insult you.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Says you have a shitty show.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Like, we're aware of that. That's the name.
We know it's terrible. That's the point. Anyhow, I'm going to go get us both a refill. And I don't know, you two make cozy and talk about Christmas.
I don't have Christmas stories.
You know, my Eloise is a... I mean, her family celebrates Christmas, so all of my Christmas stories have to do with her. I didn't, you know, ever do Christmas until we got together.
Yeah, I think he's going for like goofy stories, but I can't, I don't remember.
It's really weird kind of being like growing up Jewish and then like being in the, like outside of that bubble, because I grew up in Great Neck, New York. And so, which is, it's a very Jewish area, right? Yeah. And then, you know, you get to meet Christians for the first time. And I don't mean Christians like really religious people. I just mean average, you know, because most people in the United States are Christian.
We assume so, everybody else, yeah.
And then but it's just weird to see them around the holidays because they, you know, people's minds just go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Usually, what did I do last year?
I think it's like typically a stressful time because then you got to like get back with your family, assuming you've like moved out. And that's always stressful. Any family event is not cool once you're out.
Yeah, and I think that there's like a lot of people who want to like prove that they're good people by buying the most gifts or the most expensive gifts or the best gifts for other people. And they kind of drive themselves nuts doing that.
Oh, yeah. So do you have just getting together with Eloise's family?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing for the past 3 years, 4 years. I think we went up. My parents live up in Mendocino. So we went there for 3 years ago was when we went there. And then the rest of the time we've gone to her family, which is in the Santa Rosa, Petaluma area.
Oh, that's nice. How'd they fare with the fires?
They got really lucky. Basically, the entire neighborhood around them burned down, and their house was in one of like a few handful of like small little neighborhoods there that didn't burn down while everything around them did. They ended up being okay. But
they might be right near like my grandma. That's the same situation as my grandma.
Where's she?
She's up in Santa Rosa. I just know that the fire was like maybe a block away from her house. She could see it from her window.
Yeah, but a trailer park actually, an old people community, retirement community, and that burned down. Like 27 people died.
That was so sad. I kept hearing about like they were together for like 40 years and they died together because they couldn't get out of the house. When you think about all that, and then there's also, my Twitter was flooded with images of like animals that their eyes were all white from the burns and like their arms were all bandaged. Just tragedy everywhere. Like, I didn't even consider all the animals that were made homeless too, and the wildlife.
And then Eddie is just drawing it.
Yeah.
And we're back, everybody. Wow. Alyssa, it's weird that that's your favorite Christmas story. Uh-huh. Our Christmas stories. Diamondback, your first two CDs, Nevermind and Queen's like greatest hits.
Classic Queen, yeah. Because that was the one that had Bohemian Rhapsody on it.
Oh, yeah.
I got that on vinyl.
See, one-upsman hipster. Fucking shit.
I've never had a vinyl. I've never had a record player, so I don't, you know, I know how to master for it, but I don't know how to, I don't know anything about vinyl.
like I said, I accidentally into it when I got the wrong album. So then I had to be like, oh, I guess this is what I am now. I have to get a record player. I have to start collecting these things.
So if we're talking literally about the first album like I ever heard, it was a vinyl.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even music. It was a comedian, Red Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was him on vinyl because my parents had a record player. And they had, surprisingly, a lot of not white people comedians records. So it was Red Fox and Bill Cosby.
It's funny that you mentioned that, actually. I did, when I was a kid, they used to have these, in Queens, on Long Island, they used to have these Greek festivals, right? So all the Greeks in the area would like put on, it's not a parade, it's just a giant market. So like for a Friday night or something like that, it would just be, there'd be like thousands of people there and people would be selling stuff. So I found these old records and I was like, oh, it's just like a dollar and I can pick out whatever I want. And so I got like 10 Bill Cosby vinyl records and I wasn't able to listen to them because I never had a record player, but
Yeah. Oh, man. Have you ever looked them up?
Looked up the album? Like, I think I have. I think I have them, you know.
Whoa.
I don't... You're acting like this would be worth money or something, but I don't
think
so.
No, it's just interesting to me. Like, imagine if you bought a CD or a tape when you were a kid and you still had it, but you've never heard it and you have it today.
Oh, yeah. That is kind of wild.
Yeah.
Why did you buy those?
I don't have, because it was the only thing that I knew from the record bin. I was like, oh yeah, I know like Bill Cosby. He's the guy with the show.
And the sweaters.
He wasn't yet accused of doing the things that he is currently in trouble for. But, and I think there was a James Taylor record.
Okay. That's good.
Too. But what were you going to do with them as a kid?
I'd wait till I got a record player.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you were like the proto hipster because I was reading a thing about how, what is it, something like 40% of the people that buy vinyl now today don't have record players.
Yeah, it's just for the album art.
It's just album art. Dude, I was at Walmart. I saw fucking Metallica Master of Puppets on vinyl, like 180 gram vinyl.
That's weird.
Dude, I almost bought it.
Yeah.
That's such a good album.
It's the one album.
No, it's not.
What else?
Kill 'em All, Ride the Lightning, Master of Puppets.
Oh.
I'm not debating that you know, those three albums aren't good albums. They're great albums. But I think like with Metallica, though, I mean, they're notorious for having the worst like dynamic range. So they basically use something called a compressor to make their music, basically crush all of the dynamics out of their music so that it can... you can turn up the volume and it'll be louder than anything else that you play at that volume.
Okay.
And they're just notoriously bad for that. And I think the offending album, it was a few years ago, Death Magnetic. What's that called?
No idea. I stopped listening to the Master of Puppets.
well, good because it hasn't gotten better. Well, there's that one.
Yeah, Pinball Machine's cool.
So you had the Black Album,
yeah,
which was the Enter Sandman, that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then Injustice for All, and then Load, Reload.
Ugh. Everything sounds the same to me from them.
Yeah. So Diamondback, let's say you have a desert island. You've got three albums for the rest of your life. What are they?
That's so mean.
probably. Well, the first, like, this is hands down, is Kind of Blue, Miles Davis. There's no question about that. And then probably some recording of, like, if I could, it would be, like, the collected symphonies of Beethoven. But, you know, and probably be, like, the Leonard Bernstein conductor, you know, conducting. But if I had to choose one, it would probably be either the third, seventh, or ninth. But one of those three. And then for the third one, oh man, I don't know, maybe like Frank Zappa or something like that, or you know, Captain Beefheart album, just to be pretentious.
Everybody I know who really knows music, the biggest Frank Zappa fan ever.
Those are not the albums I would have thought.
Frank Zappa, Lou Reed. Yeah. Interesting. Well, okay. Elizabeth.
For whatever reason, I somehow expected like Gary Numan to be in there.
Oh, I love Gary Numan.
I'm not sure why, but I just, like, I expected something more synthy.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I play synths, so I don't know. Yeah.
But that's just because it's the pain he uses, that doesn't mean it's the scene right. He wants to to recreate.
Yeah.
Right? So, Alyssa, the three albums you would bring.
I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Come on.
If we could, like, break it down into, like, I can't even pick three Manson albums that are my top faves. Like, if we could break it down, like, maybe into musicals, maybe I could pick out some musicals that I would go for, but it's so hard. There's just too many. What about you?
What album was Freebird on?
By
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
No idea, but the next time I'm playing someplace publicly and I'm playing like a jazz show or something, you know, and somebody asks us to play Freebird, I'm going to punch him in the fucking face. I'm not.
Does that actually happen?
It does all the time. Especially if you're like with older people, no. Like if you're playing like at a winery or something like that. But if you're playing at like a coffee shop and there are young people, yeah, somebody will say play Freebird. So at that point, I'll usually play Freebird, but
I'm just being assholes
really bad, or I'll play it in a minor key or something like that.
Oh, that's so good. Hell yeah, dude. No, they're being assholes. Nobody wants to hear Freebird. It's so long, and it's the most masturbatory song I've ever heard in my life. And there was probably the worst group of human beings ever were conceived to that song. Yeah. Guaranteed.
I don't know why that reminds me of that video of the guy that put on What's New Pussycat on repeat.
John Mulaney, yeah, the comedian.
Oh,
Mulaney, John Mulaney. Yeah.
I don't know why that makes me think of that. I guess the repetition.
The torture.
Yeah.
The torture for a poor musician. Yeah, we don't have to answer the question about the albums, by the way, because you're the musician here, so we're gonna bother you about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's like I was playing at an Alzheimer's benefit, and I played Unforgettable for 45 minutes or something. So
that's a great mood, actually.
Oh,
wow,
it really filled out the time.
Cool. All right, you win. Yeah. That's one of the worst.
That broke you.
He got me. God damn. Because you're talking about torturing old people with Alzheimer's, so it's the funniest thing ever.
It was such a nice song, though, too.
Absolutely. So what's your favorite Manson album?
Are you into Manson?
Do you listen to Manson? That's the thing. We're advocates, so.
I can tell, but I can't, like, I know the one where he looks like he's nude on the cover. But that's from like 1997 or 1996.
Lady suit? You're talking about the lady
Mechanical
suit?
Animals?
Yeah. That's Eddie's favorite.
Yeah. That's.
I am in love with that album. That's so good.
We're going to see him live next month.
For the third time or fourth time?
I don't know. We haven't missed a show since we got together.
Yeah.
And we're trying to keep that up.
But when you met me, you thought he was terrible.
I'd only heard about him putting his balls on a security guard.
Okay, but first of all, maybe the security guard was hot.
That doesn't matter. There was no consent. That's why he went to court.
That security guard has a name.
Yeah.
It's Cody.
But, like, I understand that the security guard got into his performance space, and, like, anyone that comes in onto his stage is
part of the show.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Well, did you hear about the guitarist for Queens of the Stone Age or whatever their name is, kicked a reporter in the face while he's on stage like a few days ago.
That's worse than, I think, putting your balls on somebody's head. I think. Was it? He was on stage
and kick.
And the reporter was not on stage, right?
I don't know if it was on stage. It sounds like maybe they were recording something on a soundstage.
I'm trying, like, I'm picturing like just a jackknife, like, air kick, like just pow. Like, I'm picturing it really incredible. So
picturing is Always Sunny from Always Sunny in Philadelphia when they were trying to start a band, and he's like, "Here, you got to stomp with the guitar, da 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 da." Kicking up in the air. when he was trying to have a punk band.
So he's not into Manson. We know that.
That's cool.
We went to see him live, and he shot a booger at us, mm-hmm. and I almost vomited.
That sounds like a great show. That's I want to be there, front row.
Like, he doesn't care about snots, and like, if he gets stuffed up, he's going after it to clear things, and it doesn't matter. He will throw it at you. He will shoot it at you with the old thumb over snot one rocket. Nostril.
Yeah. Little farmer's blow.
So it's like that. It's like Gallagher.
Except the worst.
Yeah. It's like Guar.
Yeah, Guar.
But the music's better.
Yeah.
A little. So here's a fun game. We'll start with me. My first concert, right? That's the question. Who's the first concert you went to? My first concert was Queensryche. Nobody, ask your father who Queensryche was, by the way. They did Operation Mindcrime. Yeah. And Typo Negative. Ask your father's cool friend who Typo Negative
is. I'm so bummed I'm never going to see Typo live.
Yeah, he killed himself. Well,
he didn't kill himself.
He didn't.
Had a grabber.
He was on steroids and coke at the same time. And then he got off of it and got clean. And then his heart exploded.
Yeah. He's a big dude, too, though. Like, when you're a giant, you're not going to live that long as it is.
Totally. So I was like 14 at the time. And my brother's like, oh, we got Queensryche tickets.
Your brother looks like a bird person.
He does. We called him Boner. That's the best name ever for him. So he's like, I got Queensryche tickets. I'm like, cool, I'll go to a concert. I'm 14.
You can't talk mess about Boner anymore. He sent you Lufia.
Oh, my God. Yes. He sent me a copy of Lufia 2 Rise of the Sinistrals on SNES.
Is that a... Oh, yeah, I thought it was an anime.
Kind of.
No, it's just like a dope, underrated RPG.
Yeah, so he's bought himself out of Boner Zone.
Yeah, so now he's just like, dude.
Okay.
So, dude, we went to he's like, yeah, it's Queensryche, and Typo Negative was opening, and I'm like, cool, I gotta check out their shit. So I got their album, The Origin of the Feces, which, that's a great name.
Is that the album cover that is a dick going into a vagina?
Yes.
Jesus.
It took me so long to understand what that was. It was like abstract art.
Yeah, it's literally, like, you can see the lips doing the grips around the shaft.
I hate what you just did with your fingers to describe it to me. One else will see that.
I wish it was a video podcast.
Gross.
It'd be the best. Yeah. Ugh. So that was my first concert. Alyssa, what was your first concert?
KMFDM.
No,
doing it again?
No, it wasn't.
I don't remember. Like, I left early in the first one I went to. So I
which
don't think
was?
That counts. It was like Trapped. I don't even I could not tell you a song by them.
Okay, we'll go KMFDM.
Uh-huh.
What's your relationship with KMFDM?
I don't. What do you mean?
Let's
your
tell
relationship
the story.
With Manson?
Well, we love each other very much. KMFDM, though, what's the story of that concert for you? What's your story for that concert?
You want me to out my friend? Is that what you're getting at? Because that's the only thing that really happened that night. You were in a very weird place because you were with someone else.
No, I wasn't.
You were.
We had separated.
I'm Googling KMFDM.
I think you offered the ticket to her first.
Before I knew you, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you two were going to go.
Yes.
And then shit went south.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're going with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awkward and interesting. And we went with your coworker.
Yeah, Josh.
KMFDM Josh. That's how I know him.
Yeah.
And he didn't know what was up with us. I invited my friend. She does not go to concerts. That is not her scene at all.
To go see KMFDM. Mm-hmm.
They look like a cross between was it like a white supremacist and Sugar Ray?
Yeah, that's about right. KMFDM stands for,
I don't know,
kein Mehrheit durch ein Mitleid.
It's too German for me, man. You just means, offended so many people.
It means no pity for the masses.
Well, the girl is really hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, ooh, from what I can tell.
Yeah, Josh was into her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's all right. Anyhow.
What? We met up with my friend who was going to school in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And then we went
for super duper late night, like the best Korean food ever.
San Francisco, like 2:30 in the morning, Korean food, some of the best food ever.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's awesome.
My friend pureed in the back seat.
Let's talk about that.
That's the one thing. That's all there is.
Okay.
She pureed up the back seat.
Wait.
Of KMFDM Josh's car.
Never heard about it.
What?
Never heard about it.
Never heard about what?
It sounds like something that happened when I was driving Uber. So.
Oh no.
Oh boy. So first of all, what's your first concert, and then second of all, let's get some Uber stories.
Oh yeah,
my first concert was the Yellow Jackets with my parents. So but you know, in terms of like something that I went to myself, Dave Matthews Band at Madison Square Garden.
Whoa, god damn.
Probably. I mean,
that's a big ass show.
You were telling me he's a New Yorker. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When did you come to this coast?
I went to college in Los Angeles, and I've just stayed out here since. So, been here 14 years now.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and then Uber stories. I mean, it's really just people being assholes and puking, and or making a mess.
Yeah.
But
they don't like puke in their own stuff. They puke on your stuff.
I always kept garbage bags in the back, so whenever anybody did that, you know, I'd make sure that they had their head in a garbage bag so that they weren't getting it all over the place. But, you know, I had people spew in my car before. Most are really like, sorry, and, you know, whatever. Cause it's like, you know, you want to help people. That's why you're, you know, driving late at night.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I never really, I mean, drunk people are fine, you know, as long as they're not being like incredibly annoying. It's just the assholes. Yeah, that's right. But I think that's in everything, right? So, you know, people are dicks.
I used to watch like Taxi Cab Confessions, and they would do all kinds of shit in the backseat.
I never had anybody like have sex in the backseat. I have had people like make out and make me just really uncomfortable. But then the ride was over and I didn't care anymore. Yeah. So.
Who are the worst customers? Like if
what are you trying? You're trying to get him to like point out a race? Like, what are you getting at?
I didn't say race. Like, what's the worst? Like, if there's one group of customers you could get rid of, what would it be?
Now, which group of people?
Well, I don't drive Uber anymore. I stopped about 4 or 5 months ago. But the worst are people who, like, are drunk. No. When they think they know the best way to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like you're just following a fucking
backseat driver's literal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is the people who are watching.
No. Take a left over there.
Yeah, and
behind you.
And they're counting like every quarter inch that you're driving for them to make sure that they're not getting like overcharged.
Oh, fucking
and
shit. Oh god, yeah, because you charge by the mile. Oh my god.
Right. So I've been accused before of taking people on a runaround when it's not what I was doing. I was driving somebody out from Santa Rosa to Napa, something in Napa County anyway, and the guy was really drunk and his wife was in the back seat. She was fine.
Yeah.
So just in the middle of the ride, he starts screaming at me that, you know, I'm going the wrong way, that he's going to call the police, that I'm like scamming them out of money.
Like you're kidnapping them?
Yeah. Well, you know, he was accusing me of going the wrong way, which I wasn't, but it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning and it's really dark out and it's like a rural area.
There's a hostile person in your car.
Yeah. Yeah. His wife kind of took care of it, though. It was fine. There's just stuff like that.
That poor wife, man. God damn. Imagine her life. Hopefully he was loaded and she wasn't, and he's going to die soon. Hopefully that's the situation. Hey, so you know the cool LA area fires?
Yeah.
That burned down Beverly Hills. And who was the big rich guy that's house got burned down? Big Hollywood guy?
There was some. I know there was some asshole that was like joking about global warming and stuff.
Yeah. Do you know what caused the fires?
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh, it makes me feel so good. A homeless person started a fire as an illegal, like, cooking apparatus.
Why does that make you feel good?
And that started this homeless person in the LA area that can't afford to fucking have a house. to cook his own food in, started a fire that burned down Beverly Hills.
Mm. I mean, that's kind of awesome.
Will that make the houses cheaper? Because I'm looking.
That's really not the point you should take from that. Maybe that the rich people in Beverly Hills should not shit all over the poor people that live in LA and help them to get houses so they don't have to start illegal fires outdoors.
That was a fun choice of words, because homeless people are also shitting on the sidewalks up there and like giving people diseases.
Wasn't there an outbreak of hepatitis in San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fun part about that is that there was a bunch of people in that area.
It got specifically like the hippie, healthy, green, gluten-free people.
Yeah, it got all the crunchy people because people were growing like kale in their backyard. And then it rains and it washes all the hobo shit into their backyards.
Hobo's not a good word, but a lot of people died.
16.
But like, you know, that's something that was that could be avoidable if you just had like public restrooms for people.
They did that, right?
Yeah, so they set up public restrooms for them, and then they had to hire people to be the security guards because they didn't want them having sex or doing drugs in the public restrooms.
Let people do what they want. You know, they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So I went down to the LA, like the downtown LA Hollywood and Vine area to do an interview. It's such a weird place to park in a parking structure that's on like the corner of Hollywood and Vine, walk out, see the star that's Frank Sinatra's star.
Yeah.
But then just smell piss.
The average city aromas, right?
No, it's piss.
Yeah, that's what you get in cities.
I haven't been back to New York in a long time, but New York used to smell like piss. It probably still does.
Yeah, probably.
The city, at least. Yes.
San Francisco smells like piss. It's just like there's not enough soil to soak it up.
It's weird, though, because you would think with all of these very, very socially active liberals that there wouldn't be a homeless problem in LA, right? They'd be taken care of.
They have a whole avenue just for the homeless people, right? Like
yeah.
A whole like alley.
Which all it is like ramshackle tarps that they've propped up with sticks against the sides of the buildings that nobody wants to rent. Because there's homeless people there.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite Christmas story, Alyssa?
What? Why are we going back to this?
Well, because it's Christmas time and we're all festive.
Yeah.
With homeless people in their ramshackle tent structures with hepatitis.
And your Batman pants that you're hiking
Batman-tees.
Up to your thighs.
That's true.
Does that mean we need to add it to our watch list?
Oh, God damn it. Yeah.
What else are we watching? We're watching Die Hard.
Well, we're watching Die Hard, and you don't even want to know the fucking hoops I had to go through to get a Blu-ray for Die Hard.
Yeah, it's sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
I started writing a Die Hard musical.
Awesome.
I consider it a work in progress. The opening is just going to be Nakatomi Plaza,
uh-huh.
And it's going to be everybody singing, you know, all the different parts. I don't know. It's going to be fun. Big old musical.
I'm down already.
So yeah. Into that. Yeah. No, that's good. Absolutely. Mrs.
What?
Christmas memory. What do you got?
I don't know.
I gave you a ton of time, but
I wasn't thinking about what? I didn't know this was going to come back.
Yeah. You didn't know
it was
going to come
back. I felt
off
the hook.
That's fun. Diamondback, Hanukkah memories. What do you got? What's your favorite holiday? It doesn't matter what holiday. Holiday memory.
I don't know. I'm a really boring person. I don't do anything. I don't, you know, go outside ever.
Sounds like me.
Because why?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of dumb.
That's good. That's a good answer.
Yeah. I just kind of want to grow old and die already.
I never want to die. That's where we're different. I want to live forever and ever and never die.
God,
I'm going to be in
the... saw that San Junipero episode of fucking Black Mirror.
I've got to be uploaded into the virtual cloud and I will never die.
Yeah.
Because I can't deal with that.
And then you're just going to be attached to my file for the rest of your life, for eternity.
That's what you get, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
So Christmas story memories.
You got one.
Yeah, no, I've got a good one. But the problem is that I always talk too much, even though this is my show. So my mother is a textbook meddler.
Meddler?
Meddler. Doesn't matter. No idea what she's doing.
Like she gets into other people's business or she creates medals for people?
Like, yeah, absolutely. She would probably tell you about how to make music.
Do your impression of her.
Oh, I'm going to do my impression. Don't worry, that's coming up.
Your poor mother. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
She doesn't.
She's too old, right?
This. Yeah, she's too old.
Okay.
Anyhow, we never really celebrated Christmas in our house. It was just kind of like, well, we're poor people, so we don't do that. Just enjoy your sleeping bag and your couch, Eddie.
Ugh.
Yeah. Fun. So anyway,
well, that's happy.
Yeah,
happy Christmas
just, like,
time.
I just had a little 1,000-yard stare for a second. Merry Christmas, everybody. So though she got into the weird home shopping network craze.
QVC.
Buying
those weird fake crystals that look like hearts.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, this ring, it's a mud diamond. They're worth, it's a champagne diamond is what they call them.
Uh-huh.
Which means that their clarity was shit.
Oh, good.
So
it's bubbly, like,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's just a shitty diamond. And we'll sell it to you. It's either going to be $199.99 or 6 easy payments of $33.33.
If you call right now, we'll wipe one payment.
And then they'll have the saddest old women, like, I'm going to buy this for my grandkid and they're going to love me.
That was the South Park.
Yeah. It's life.
South Park episode. Call them up and be like, oh yeah, I think you should kill yourself.
That would be probably better. Then I wouldn't be here, and then that's the ultimate outcome.
That'd be such a good idea for like a helpline to sponsor that.
Yeah.
I just mean call up QVC though and just tell them to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one year she got a camera, a video camera.
This is like the classic like 80s kid montage that you see in movies where they're flashing back to their childhood and like dad always has a camera on his shoulder and it's all homie, like, throw the ball at me, son,
throw the ball over there. Don't throw it like a fag, throw it the right way.
Oh Jesus.
Hey, I'm quoting somebody. It's like
King
the N-word.
The hill, apparently.
It's like, I actually have a new rule with the N-word. I figured it out.
I don't like this already.
This
is bad already.
You can only use the N-word when you're quoting a white guy that said the N-word the wrong way.
No.
That's it.
I still like...
Like Bill Maher.
Right. I'm not going to quote him and use it. Are you? Why are we looking for an excuse?
Yeah,
looking for an excuse. This is fucking
weird. I get people that ask me about it. I don't know.
Okay. We have the bad listeners then.
Here it is. If you're asking the question, the answer is no.
Yep.
You can't.
Bingo.
Yeah. That's it.
Exactly. Again, Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roger Rabbit with the handcuffs.
You can't say it because it wasn't funny yet.
Exactly. You can only say it when it's funny.
How about never? How about we let that word die? Like the word twas or what other words?
Twas? You got anything else?
I can't think of words that have vanished because they're not here anymore.
Black people will still use that word. Because it's, you know, the way that they use it. And then there's going to just be white people saying, oh, why can't we use it too?
Right. No, that's true. Just don't. We came up with the answer last
if
episode.
You
just
can
don't.
Say it, why can't I call you guys that too? There's like, what?
So we'll actually get back to that later. Because that was the email that we got from a listener.
Wait, what did he say?
We'll get into it in a minute.
Okay.
So my mom got a camera, and my mother is a meddler and a control freak. I don't know where I get it. So we never did any Christmas stuff, but one year, and I happen to have a camera. So she sets this chair up in the corner of the house that looks clean. Which
the clean corner. Yeah.
That, with all those chihuahuas, that takes some effort.
Oh, yeah, they bred chihuahuas.
Yeah.
That helps you understand what level of class this was.
Dude, the level of class is that my parents always played the redneck stock market.
Yeah.
Like, in the 90s, they got into collecting football cards.
Beanie Babies.
That's worth a lot of money. Beanie Babies came after that, right? Because, you know, you want to invest your money. And my mom thought she came into it because she bought the Princess Di one. The day before Princess Di died.
Oh, fuck.
Which is a conspiracy theory.
Your mom killed her.
No.
Wait. She bought the Princess Diana trading cards?
Beanie Baby.
Yeah, there's like a purple Beanie Baby with a white rose on its chest.
Damn it. I was kind of hoping that British royalty had their own set of trading cards. I don't know. I just think that would be
rad.
Right?
That'd be good. Yeah.
Could you fight them like Pokemon?
Oh, that would be even better.
Fuck yes.
The problem is that Churchill would always win.
Churchill?
Winston Churchill?
Well, he wasn't royalty.
Yeah. True. He's not royalty. Damn. God, you got me. Charles always loses, though.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, because he looked like a half-melted frog.
Oh.
Well, you need
not
to...
good.
I got to tackle
him. Pit him against Pikachu and see what happens. So.
He is a water type. He might take out... He might take out Pikachu. Yeah. So
no, water is weak to electricity.
Yeah, it's weird. Nothing is as you would think, right? Like, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Like ground is supposed to be something with electricity, but I don't know. I don't know anything. What are we talking about?
Ground type it beats electric type.
Okay, so who's
Mokapon?
who's the British royalty that's ground type?
The old lady. What's her name?
Queen? what did Lady Di ran into the side of a tunnel? That's ground, right?
Jesus Christ.
I've heard them.
R.I.P. in peace.
She would have lived had the press not been
putting
swarming.
Foot on her throat.
Yeah.
Crushing a windpipe.
Anyway, your mom.
Anyway, my mother. So she set up a special chair for the presents, and then she set up a camera recording it. So everybody is like, okay, well,
it's your turn in the Christmas chair.
I have to do the impersonation.
Oh, God.
It's not fun. Okay, it's your turn to go sit in the chair.
Sounds like a goblin from our D&D games.
I am now fully erect.
Thank you.
I'll give you a minute then.
I'm slowly stroking you.
Oh,
it's so big.
Oh, no.
Put it in me.
Oh, fuck. This is done. I'm picturing your poor mother and her face.
Oh. So, anyhow, after the goblin put it in my mother, she would say, yeah, go over and open up the present over there. And you'd open the present up, and you had to, like, look at the camera, like, oh, thank you. Well, my uncle, my cool uncle, Art, he's brilliant. Like, he's a really smart dude. And we would watch Jeopardy at my grandfather's house, which is where this whole thing took place. And have you ever watched Jeopardy with somebody who knows 7 out of the 10 fucking categories? It's infuriating.
Type of person that just yells at the screen the whole time?
14th century opera for 800. He knows the fucking answer. You're like, what? The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So she gave him an electronic Jeopardy game that
those,
he could,
like, 90s like calculator looking games,
yeah, that he could take on his travels, because his gig is that he's got the best job in the world, by the way. He reviews hotels for a living. So a hotel pays to fly you out there, they kiss your ass, and they put you in the room because they want a 5-star review.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm totally down. Are they hiring?
Yeah, I have no fucking clue. It's the best gig ever. But the dude's clearly brilliant because he got into that gig. So he sits down, he opens it up, and my mom immediately pulls the package out of his hands and, like, rips it open, like, yeah, let me show you how it works. And I'm like,
it's on video.
Yeah, it's on video because the camera's like, frame. So,
like, telling him how to enjoy his gift.
Yeah. So immediately I want to say something. My dad just, like, motions to me and says, like, shh, no,
we're catching this.
Just shut up. And I'm like, what? No, she's fucking up, dad. No, shut up.
And just let it happen.
Flash to about 2.5 years later, at least later. My dad and my mom are arguing about something. I don't remember what the fuck it was. No idea. It might have been nothing. It could have been as stupid as replacing the cushions on the couch that's my bed.
Okay.
Whatever.
That's sad again.
Yeah. Or maybe she should quit fucking up cooking box mac and cheese.
For real, though.
Yeah. Like,
well, that's what I'm going to make after this.
Nice.
Yeah.
So.
Midnight mac.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I don't blah blah blah, and my dad's like, you need to quit meddling in everybody's shit. And she's like, I don't meddle. And then he looks at me and he says, Eddie, get the tape.
And immediately I know, bam, oh, yeah, that Christmas tape, the one over there that we haven't watched for the last 2.5 years. I put it in. She sits there stone-faced. Tape ends, takes it out.
Breaks it over her knee.
No, she does not. She puts it away in the little sleeve, the little shitty paper sleeve with Christmas 1996 or whatever written on it, puts it away and says, we're done watching that.
You never saw this.
Yeah, that's it. That's the story.
I thought she was going to say that he didn't put the tape in right.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Good story. I'm sad now.
That's good. So it's
Christmas time, though. You're supposed to. Everyone's supposed to be miserable.
That's true.
And sad.
This works. Yeah. What were we talking about before? What were we going to get? The user email?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Listener email?
The listener email. I don't have it handy. I don't remember your name. You're a listener, clearly, and you emailed.
About why can't we say the N-word?
No. Oh. Not about why can't we say the N-word. Basically, what had happened was they were going and getting an oil change.
Sure.
And listening to the podcast with their headphones on. And it was the last episode where I was talking about when it's appropriate to use the N-word. Like, well, what if you drop a hammer on your foot and you're a black person and you're racist?
Yeah.
That whole discussion, apparently they were laughing, and the person doing the oil change finished the oil change, came over while they're laughing, is a friend of theirs. Hey, what are you laughing about? Note that should, just for context of the story, the person who wrote the email was white. The person who did the oil change was black. So they're like, oh, I'm just listening to this podcast. And the dude that did the oil change is like, oh, really? Well, what's so funny? Yeah.
Did he unplug his...
And he just said, oh, I'm listening to a podcast and this guy's saying something. And he's like, I don't know what I should have answered. And so he just shut down.
Oh, no.
He didn't answer the guy about what was so fucking funny.
What do you do? You just, like.
What do you do? What would you say?
I'm just picturing him, like, pulling, what's that guy's name? Trey Parker, like a Trey Parker dumb face, and just walking out.
Oh, I don't know, buddy. Here's your money. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
I don't know. You could kind of like use it to be like, oh, hey, there's this guy on this podcast who thinks that, you know, if you drop a, you know, if you stub your toe, you're allowed to say the N-word. Isn't he crazy? Yeah. See, I'm one of the good ones, man.
That's fine. I'm one of the good ones.
That's fine. Use that. I don't care. So I was thinking maybe what we should do is come up with like a universal joke.
What?
Well, yeah. So if you're listening to the podcast or anything else and it's inappropriate and somebody's like, well, why are you laughing? Maybe there's like a universal, very simple joke that's inoffensive that you would just say, oh, well, yeah, it's I'm laughing at this person who said this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you want us to come up with a joke.
Well, I'm not funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I live here.
It's better if it's just not funny at all.
There you go.
So,
all I've got that comes to mind are ridiculous, like the stupidest kid jokes, because our kid demands we tell her jokes. And we just sort of regurgitate the same like handful of jokes that we know. Like, what do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear. And then she fake laughs for 5 minutes and then we're done. We've passed the test for now.
Huh. Just tell them you were laughing because
unplug your earbuds and play it back.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah, you make the show a new listener. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah. Advocate. Come on, guys. Because we need more listeners, everybody, go ahead and go to www.bloodybits.com. Reach out to us at bloodybits.com on Twitter, 678-SHITTY-6. You
trying
can give
to
us
wrap
a call,
up?
Voicemail. No, I'm
so Diamondback can get his mac and cheese on?
Well, I mean, he definitely wants his mac and cheese. Why wouldn't you?
Is it that Velveeta mac? Because that shit. I mean,
oh yeah,
no, it's the Kraft, it's the Kraft dinner is what they call it in Canada, and they changed the recipe, so now it's actually like not as bad for you.
I don't know, I don't trust it.
How?
I don't know. I guess they use like natural ingredients now, whereas they used to use
natural
powdered butter.
Yeah, so now the powder is like, you know, there's like real bits of whatever they make, you know, mac and cheese as on, like, I'm assuming, like, chicken parts and stuff like that instead of chemicals.
Is it like the Fruit Loop thing where they, it's just a little bit less neon?
I have no idea.
Well, cool. You gotta figure it out.
I applaud it because it is a very tasty product. If Kraft wants to sponsor your show, they should.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't. The only sponsors I get are an app where you can order weed, which that's good.
That fits really well, actually.
It's the future. I mean, come on.
It is.
It really is. Like, I can't.
Within 40 minutes?
Game.
Like, you can't get Chinese food that fast.
True. I can't get Chinese food.
So,
period.
Like, first you order the Chinese food and then you order the pot, and then hopefully they come right at the same time.
Ooh. Okay. Diamondback. Chinese food. What's your number one? What's your jam?
What's your number one Chinese food?
If you're ordering shitty American Chinese food, what's your number one thing? Like, what's your go-to?
Are you asking him what his, like, favorite weird fried
entree
food thing?
Yeah,
is
weird fried sauced food, man. What is it? Come on.
Fucking dumplings and probably peanut noodles.
Peanut noodles.
See?
I'm down with this.
Yeah, so like, okay, so if you're West Coast, the Chinese food is different. Just like I mean, it's all American Chinese food. It's like not actually what they eat over in China, which I'm assuming is
order chow mein on the East Coast.
Yeah, we had to figure that out the hard way when we were rotting in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
festering in Florida.
But that's what I like, is that, like, we don't really use the word pot stickers. At least I don't remember using the word pot stickers growing up. So they're just called dumplings.
Yep.
Yeah, those are boss.
And so just they're dumplings and the peanut noodles. Peanut, it's like basically noodles and peanut butter, but whatever. It's good.
It's like the
satay. Sounds like pad thai. Or...
Minus the curry. So minus the turmeric. Next I'll do a cooking podcast. So Diamondback, where should people look for your shit? What should they listen to? What's your call to action besides the weed app, obviously?
Well, if you're... so you can always find me on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, Amazon Music. But, you know... Not them, because they're bad right now. And then Google Music, all wherever you can get music online, I'm there. It's just Diamondback Manhunter.
Yep.
And so actually tonight I'm putting out this single, which is called, what is it called? What did I call it? I'll Always Remember Christmas With You. And so, but all of the S's in that are dollar signs. So, and it's an ancient, you know, it's a traditional Christmas standard. Because if you want to bring good memories of Christmas time and whatever, you should purchase that on Bandcamp and you will get a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. And also, around the first of the year, look for Neon Alchemist. This is my album coming out. I already have I have two other albums and a handful of EPs. So there's Compass, which is what I made actually last year at this time. And then Sunset Mercenary is out as well. And so you can find those wherever toys and playsets are sold.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll go ahead and link to all of this stuff. Diamondback, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
Being our special guest.
Yeah, our extra special guest. I think we're actually going to end it the right way tonight. Alyssa, your hair looks insane.
Thanks.
Because you're fucking with your headphones.
It keeps sliding off me.
So we will, I guess, see you next week.
What? Yep. Oh, the listeners?
The listeners, yeah.
Okay.
We'll speak to you next week.
We didn't talk about buttholes really at all, so I feel weird leaving it here.
Okay. Does anybody have any butthole news?
'Tis the season to pull tinsel logs out of your cat.
I Googled butthole in preparation, but I could only find, like, what is it?
That makes me so happy.
So full disclosure, I said, hey, Diamondback, it would be hilarious if you had butthole news to upstage Alyssa and make her just look like a piece of shit so you could replace her as the host or guest.
Well, now that it's a coup, it's less happy.
From Gay Star News, there's 12 weird butthole facts you might never have wanted to know.
Okay.
And then I open it and it's just gay dudes all over the place. Mm-hmm. So getting gay with each other. Okay. So the average poop happens once every 24 hours. Your rectum can come out of your bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew one that. That's
prolapse. That's
the pink sock thing, right?
Yeah.
Doctors can literally feel anal cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can get Botox for your butthole.
Ooh.
What?
And then here's a guy with an ass and he's twerking and it's making me very uncomfortable.
Okay.
You should twerk with him.
You spin me right around, baby.
Oh,
right,
you're talking around. About meat spin. Sorry. That makes me happy.
People pass 4 liters of gas a day.
At least, yeah.
If you clench your anus, your farts will be noisier.
Yes, yes, true.
God, some of these things I need to try.
If your farts smell like something has died, it's because something has.
Uh-oh. What? Like the bacteria?
Oh, so it's like a tarot reading. Oh, Miho. Your aunt died.
What?
your fart smells like a dead person. Your aunt died.
And I'll leave it with this.
Okay.
Dental dams are for buttholes too, apparently.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm way interested in this Botox for buttholes. I'm trying to picture like a super smooth anus and it's fucking me up so bad. Well,
I've always wanted to get Botox in my nutsack. So I could just have, like, the roundest, smoothest ball bag ever.
You can get a preview of that, though, by, like, stretching it. But, like, your anus, you can't... How will you ever preview a silken anus?
How will you preview a silken anus? How many roads, Mr. Man? Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the smoothest buttholes right now. And I'm not upset.
Yeah.
But there are better things.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Diamondback, for the butthole news.
That.
You
that
nailed
was great.
It. Knocked it out of the park.
I'm going to be thinking about buttholes all night.
And part of every day. So I'll go. I'm going to go ahead and end the recording now.
All right.
Thank you.
It's good talking
very
to you.
much. It's great talking to you. Hope to have you back again sometime.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Let's get shitty. Let's get shitty.